This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
This is Tech Talk, made possible by TM1.
And it's Geek Squawks. My name is Jeff Sandhu, and I'm squawking alone yet again. And I want to talk to you about a machine learning model from Facebook's AI research group that suggests tweaks to your outfit. And it also points to the future of algorithm-based fashion advice. I'm not sure if any of you have watched the Netflix Queer Eye. And if you have, you may have learned a thing or two from Tan France. And, you know, he suggests like simple modification that can take a look from looking fine to fabulous. And tricks like the French tuck or cuffing the sleeves of a t-shirt can create the illusion of a slimmer waist or a more robust bicep, all without changing the basic components of the look. It's about working with what you have and then making it better. So imagine having your own personal Tan France to adjust your outfit every day. This kind of minimal editing makes up a new research from a group of computer scientists affiliated with Facebook AI Research, who have created a machine learning system called Fashion++ to make outfits more stylish with small changes. A suggestion might involve tucking in a shirt, adding a necklace, or cuffing a sleeve, rather than changing into an entirely different outfit. The research will be presented later this month at the International Conference on Computer Vision. At this point of the story, AI researchers have a good grasp on classic problems like object recognition and labeling the components of an image. And in the fashion space, this has led to programs that can separate the individual components of an outfit, like the shirts, the pants, the shoes, and match the items in a photo, the ones that are available to buy online. We've seen this with Pinterest, we've seen this with Amazon. They're using machine learning to match an item in a photo to a similar garment for sale online. Modeling creativity in fashion is a little bit more complex. So this kind of work extends the effort to model creative problems with artificial intelligence. Like, for example, how do you train a system and teach it the difference between good and slightly better outfits? So how do you capture style in a computational way? So while Fashion++ is pure research for now, but you can easily picture it becoming a consumer-ready feature in one of Facebook's connected gadgets like the Portal. Amazon already sells the Echo Look, which is a camera-enabled gadget that uses AI to choose the better of two outfits. So to build the data set for Fashion++, researchers use thousands of publicly available images from the social sharing site Chictopia, which features photos of real people wearing current trends. The definition of a stylish outfit is constantly evolving. So the group opted a set of photos that reflect what's currently in style. The researchers then manipulated some of the photos to create a worse version of swapping one part of the outfit with a garment from a different photo. So these mismatches help to train the model on how to improve the overall fashionability in an individual outfit. The research also focuses on representing the various components of an outfit, cataloging not just individual items like tops versus bottoms versus shoes, but also textures and shapes. So things like denim, it may create a more casual look. An all-black outfit might come across as more sophisticated. Different shapes like the turtleneck versus a V-neck top, creating different looks depending on how they are combined. The resulting computer model can actually study a full body photo and generate a new image that includes a small but a very specific change. So tucking in a shirt or adding a jacket or trade the skirt for jeans. You can totally imagine a world where people might use a tool like this to double check their look before they step out of the door. I know I would definitely welcome something like this because, let's face it, it is sometimes difficult to find the right outfit that matches well for the occasion. So this could be a computerized version of Coco Chanel's famous maxim to look in the mirror and take one thing off before walking out of the house. So I'm all for having fashion advice by an artificial intelligence algorithm. So bring it on, because I can't wait for it. When we come back in just a moment, I'll talk about the moon and we'll have Geek Tunes, BFM 89.9.
You're listening to Tech Talk, made possible by TM1.
Build fortunes modestly. BFM 89.9.
You're listening to Tech Talk, made possible by TM1.
And we're back. My name is Jeff Sandhu. And earlier on, I was saying that I want to talk about the moon, but not specifically our moon. This is the reason because astronomers have just discovered 20 new moons orbiting Saturn. The moons the team have found take the planet's total number of known satellites to 82, moving ahead of Jupiter, which has 79. They're tiny, though, these moons. They are each about 3 miles, which is about, I think, 5 kilometers in diameter. And 17 of them orbit Saturn backwards, meaning they move in the opposite direction of the planet's rotation around its axis. So that itself is, you know, fascinating, right? The moons, they each take between 2 and maybe over just 3 years to complete in orbit, depending on their distance from the planet. And it seems likely that they were formed by the destruction of a larger moon. This is according to an astronomer, Scott Shepherd, who led the team from the Carnegie Institution of Science that helped to find them. Shepherd has a form in this field. He found 12 new moons orbiting Jupiter last year. And how were they discovered, you may ask? Well, I have the same question. Apparently, they were using... They were found using the Subaru telescope, which sits atop of a dormant volcano in Hawaii. It measures up to 27 feet, which is about 8.2 meters long, and it's one of the largest telescopes in the world. The discovery was actually announced a couple of days ago by the International Astronomical Union's Mirror Planet Center. Also, here's something that maybe... you could also participate, because the Carnegie Science team has launched a challenge for anyone, yes, even you, to name the moons. Now, the only requirement here is a little bit tricky in the sense that the names have to come from a Gaelic, Norse, or Inuit mythology, depending on which grouping they fall into. So you can submit your suggestions now until the 9th of December 2019 by tweeting at Saturn Lunacy. So go and check it out. Some of the names have been already mentioned. It's pretty interesting. And if you have a name that comes from Gaelic or Norse or even Inuit mythology, do send them across. It's at Saturn Lunacy. And now it's time for your TM1 Tech Minute. In a hyper-connected world, cybersecurity is crucial to your continued profitability. It's easy to view hacks and cyber espionage as a costly inconvenience that don't threaten your long-term business health prospects. In a world where consumers are hypersensitive to the safety of their personal data, digital risk management is rightly at the forefront of commercial and business planning. Well implemented, 5G-based solutions can bring enormous productivity and profitability gains. Poorly implemented, they introduce thousands of new potential entry points for bad actors. TM1's hyper-connected ecosystem creates an integrated framework of cloud, data, and automated solutions, built on a framework of cutting-edge security and artificial intelligence services. Thoughtful security, made possible by TM1. And that was your TM1 Tech Minute. Moving on to GeekTunes. So yesterday was World Mental Health Day. And I thought, you know, this is one of the songs that is stuck in my head. And the reason for this is because the title of the song is something that's really important in today's day and age. This is Jungle with a song titled Smile on BFM 89.9.
Tech Talk, made possible by TM1. To learn more, visit tm1.com.my.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.